Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It started showing up a week or so ago about all these people who planned to storm Area 51. Mm-hmm. Let's see them aliens. What you got in there? Now they're up to how many you said they're going to do it?
Over a million going with 882,000 interested, but not sure.
I'm thinking about it. I'm considering it, but I'm going to let that bunch in the front go in first because they'll be the first to die.
It's an actual event on Facebook. It's called Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us.
Let's see them aliens.
Let me be honest with you. Somebody said that if you're going to tell your plan on when you're going to do it, they have time to move the aliens.
They move the alien bodies.
Maybe. That's a good point. It's a very good point.
Well, they may move them to the soundstage over in Arizona where they did the moon landing thing.
You're right.
Could be doing that.
The U.S. Air Force is advising strongly against this. You have to wonder if they're actually nervous that some people will show up.
You know, here's the thing. They've got to go, well, this is just satire. This is just people just doing, you know, this for fun. And then there's a part of them, like Amy said, you know what? We better be ready because I'll guarantee you some of these idiots will show up.
Oh, they will.
Thinking that we're going to come in here and see what's going on with these alien bodies and these alien spaceships that they're reverse engineering.
Wait, so Dale, because as we play Dale Knows Everything, you know a lot of things. What Area 51, what I know, you obviously hear about this your entire life, right? It's also like quicksand and DARE program. Like nobody's offered me drugs and I haven't sunken into quicksand. So is Area 51 real?
It is a very mysterious place. Area 51 is real. It's an Air Force base. But, you know, the thing is, evidently people who work at Area 51, they park in this innocuous lot miles from where they work. And they're transported by a small private plane to Area 51 to work. You can't even drive in there. So, and there are signs up everywhere. Military installation, stay away. I mean, it's guarded 24/7 by guards. There's chain link fence and razor bars.
There's things that picks up footprints or vibrations.
Yeah.
By the way, Kelsey, I asked her yesterday about this. I said, you know, we might have to postpone the wedding because it's on the same day as the wedding to Storm Area 51. You know what her response was? What's Area 51? She had no idea.
Looks like you have to cancel the wedding for other reasons now.
You're right.
Did you say, what are you talking about?
Wouldn't you be, it's the Air Force. So, and the Air Force isn't necessarily known as like the tough...
That's the tough military branch. That's a secret.
All branches of the military have plenty of tough guys. And I guarantee you there's plenty of tough guys there.
Okay, fine. You said the feel-good piece for the military now. Wouldn't you be more concerned if it was like the Marines, though, or the Navy SEALs protecting it?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The British SAS or some of those guys that are guarding. So anyway, there's like over a million people now, so they want to go in and see. I want to see the aliens. I want to see the spacecraft you've got in here.
The hardest thing is to rally people. So if we actually take a stand, this could take away... racism, bipartisanism. I mean, we could really change the world here as we know it.
Somebody pinpointed the weapons building, and they said, that's where we need to go.
Right, yeah.
The best part is just the memes, though. All weekend long, just alien memes. Chase has been sending me alien memes, and I was like, you know what? Maybe memes are my soulmate.
They are.
The best thing that they've done are all the memes that have been generated about the Storm Area 51 movement. So yeah, they're all over. Check them out. Of course, I want to see the spark too. Isn't it in there from the Transformer movies?
Yes, it is. Yeah, you're right.
I want to see that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.